Here we go. Hello there, my fellow tax slaves. You know what? I think one of the most dangerous things on this planet is a group of do-gooders with a gun.
We interrupt this video to give you a definition of do-gooder. According to Cambridge Dictionary, a do-gooder is someone who does things that they think will help other people, although the other people might not find their actions helpful. Now back to the video.
Every turn you find do-gooders up asking government to do whatever it might be, to build a new road or to give tax fee in lieu to this corporation for development or whatever, or a park or swimming pools or whatever, bike trails, all this kind of stuff. Is always the government is coming in to help the do-gooders do good. Perfect example here, around here, is over in Camden. They got this Revolutionary War center and a whole complex. And for about a decade, maybe a little bit longer than that, bunch of do-gooders in Camden that love the Civil War history, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's fine. But they started lobbying at the State House with Vincent Shaheen and Lori Thunderberg and County Council and all, and squeaky wheel, and they work at it, and they get these big plans and everything. But what they're doing is they're coming begging the government to use the gun of force, taxation, and all that to give them this do-gooder thing. They don't want to raise the funds themselves. That's too difficult. How would they raise, I think it was $4 million or something for that whole complex down there that nobody goes to. Well, you go to the politicians and you say, this is a wonderful thing and all, and they start touting it as a wonderful thing that's going to bring in jobs and tourism, and the hotels are going to be filled up and sunshine and lollipops. Here in Kershaw County, they're talking about this $14.7 million complex down at Woodard Park. Revamping it, expanding it. It's going to have big baseball fields, little baseball fields, concession stands, asphalt, all kinds of stuff. And it's because the do-gooders are coming in there saying, oh, let's do some more good. And now the politicians jump on there, oh, we're going to do good for you. And see, now, because the federal government showered all the little governments with stimulating money, ARPA funds, you know, because of the plandemic, which the coronavirus didn't do all this. Your government did this to us. They the ones that locked down. They the ones that mandated. They were the ones at 6 foot distance and all this kind of stuff. The virus had nothing to do with the bullshit. That was all do-gooders again. Do-gooders, oh, it's for the greater good and all that kind of stuff. Yeehaw. So now County Council wants to spend $14.7 million on their little do-gooding project. And the other night at County Council, several of them mentioned, oh, it's going to bring in tourism and all. Bullshit. They got their own damn parks. They got their own idiots and do-gooders and all trying to do good and spending money and all. And that's not the proper role and function of government to begin with. See, we'd lost track of that. We think government is there to give us all kinds of stuff. Their main purpose was supposed to be the protection of liberty and the adjudication of contracts between people. Instead, what they got is, we're going to make these fictional beings called corporations who can live forever and get away from taxes. We're going to tax the little people, and we're going to do good with them by putting them into debt to build damn water parks and splash pads and recreation. Kind of crazy how that works. It's do-gooders that are doing the evil because they're renting the gun that come and whining and crying and say we want all this do-goody stuff when they're renting a gun of force for the government. That's why most of these politicians get in, so they can do good. Ben Connell, he's the one, main one pushing this Woodard Park thing. Now, every councilman up there expressed support for it. Even your new ones, Russell Brazel. Oh, I support this. Had his daughter up there talking about it. Now he saw me in the food line and said, look, don't you can attack me, but don't do that to my daughter. I can't believe you did that to my daughter. Look, buddy, you're the one that put her up there. You are. You're responsible for her. I'm not responsible for her. You put her in the political fray and came up there as a little do-gooder wanting all this stuff. And she ain't got a clue what the hell goes into that. Called critical thinking. She doesn't have enough. She's not capable of doing it. That's why you are the parent. She gets 15, 17, 18 years old. We can talk about it. She had no clue. Never run a business. Never bagged a bag at Food Line. Don't tell me that bullshit, Russell Brazel. Then you got Jimmy Jones. He's all for this thing. He just wants it to know, wait until the new council. Then we'll really do something. Ben Connell's all over it. Brant Tomlinson's all over it. Julie Burns, Tom Gardner, and Sammy Tucker are all for it. What else you gonna get? You're going to get two more seats on council, and guess what? You still got four people that are going to vote to build a $14.7 million monstrosity over there with money coming from manna from heaven from the federal government. Immoral. And then they're going to steal from you to get the rest. This is a beast system run by a bunch of do-gooders that don't understand that they're evil because they're going and forcing people to pay for stuff that they might not want to get. It's crazy, but that's what we live in. So the only thing that goes to county council pretty much are people begging for government to use their force to do something. Whatever it might be. Might even be barking dogs like they got in Kirkwood Hills. All that bitch is about the barking dogs and everything. And the government's dragging their feet because it's got to go through the government judicial system, which is crooked as hell and screwed up anyway. Because of the war on drugs and the war on families. So, yeah. If you're going to have government, you need to limit it and keep the damn do-gooders from doing good right into the damn poorhouse. We're bankrupt. And the main reason we're bankrupt is the do-gooders and the war machine. Anyway, as time goes on, you should be able to figure out that the government is not your friend. And it's not going to do good for you. Something to think about. Anyway, till next time. Peace.